So is it the practice of jhana and meditations is to build up strength of the mind so that you could be able to contemplate the Four Noble Truths?
Yeah, absolutely.
The final goal is to contemplate the Four Noble Truths and develop these passions rather than developing
I think it's important that they go hand in hand. You go together. I think there's a discourse where Ananda actually describes different pathways to liberation, and one is, say, that concentration first, insight later, insight first, concentration later, and then side by side or in tandem. And then there's another one that they've been arguing for over 2,500 years of what it is. I think that for most of us, I think it's important that we, especially if we've been most people that are here have been practicing at least for some time, and you're going to need to rely on both of those. The effort that you put into trying to reflect and investigate, and the effort that you put into trying to settle the mind, will help to support each other in developing a clear view of what is the way out of suffering. So it's relying on both of those. I don't think it's one or the other.